I'm Marco Werman, and you're with The World. It happened again last night, again in London, again a van driving into people. Here's London Mayor Sadiq Khan earlier today.
Our police and others are working their socks off, working around the clock. You will see additional visible policing over the course of today and the next few days. Don't be alarmed. They're there to keep us safe. One of the things that these terrorists hate about us is whether you're a Christian, a Jew, a Muslim, a Hindu, a Buddhist, a Sikh, a member of an organized faith or not, rich or poor, old or young, you're accepted for who you are here in London.
This attack was different from previous ones, though, because it appears to have targeted Muslims. It occurred in an area of London called Finsbury Park. Police believe 47-year-old Darren Osborne drove into a crowd of worshippers leaving a mosque. 10 people were injured. One man died at the scene, but it's unclear if his death was related to the vehicle attack. My BBC colleague Leo Hornack knows very well that part of London where the attack occurred.
I actually live in Finsbury Park, pretty close to this, where this all happened. So it's an area that's very familiar to me. And just a couple of hours ago, I went back there and I spoke to a gentleman called Yassin. He works in a travel agency and he was there. He was one of the eyewitnesses. Here's what he told me, Marco.
I was there. A lot of injured. A lady, a man's old man, broken arm, legs. We try to help injured people. We try to call the police. Police has been come late, 20 minutes. All the community come and they catch the man. He tried to run. I was helping the injured people. A lot of things happened. I was up to now, I couldn't sleep. Shock.
So that's Yassin. He was an eyewitness to this attack. Do we have any idea why this community center seems to have been targeted, Leo?
Well, it's a Muslim community center. That's the obvious immediate motive for someone who is motivated really by religious hatred. But beyond that, it's not making an enormous leap to say that the Finsbury Park Mosque is one of the most famous mosques in Britain. And in the past, many years ago, really, it had a certain reputation nationally. There was a famous preacher, extremist preacher called Abu Hamza, who preached at the mosque. This is going back around a decade. Mm. And so it was a place which became featured in tabloids a lot as synonymous, really, with extremism in Britain. Now, it has to be said, Abu Hamza is long gone from there, and the community and the mosque management have been at pains for many years to say that they put that in the past, and it's a very different management and a very different tone that is struck in the mosque today.
So when you went to Finsbury Park earlier today, what kind of reactions were you hearing from people you spoke with? Like, what did people you spoke with think had happened last night, and why them?
I'm afraid to say this, Marco, but there's an air of resignation almost. And that goes whether you're Muslim, Sikh, Christian, or none of the above. There's a tradition here of when there's a time of great national tragedy, a minute of silence is observed across the whole country. And that's something that used to happen once or twice a year, but we've been having them almost every month, almost every week, it feels like at times. We had a minute's silence today to commemorate the victims of the Grenfell Tower fire that I was talking to you about last week, which is completely unconnected to this. It's not a terrorist attack, but it's the same feeling of a nation united in grief. It's almost as though this country and London in particular can't actually keep up with the speed of horrendous pieces of news that are coming at a pace that no one is really used to.
So 4 terrorism attacks in Britain since March, seemingly all attackers inspired or weaponized by ISIS until this one. This attack would appear to be an attack on Muslims. Where has this taken the mood in London?
Well, let me give you a short example as a way of answering that, Marco. At about 1 in the morning, so about half an hour after this happened, I woke up. I was woken up by the sound of a helicopter circling overhead. And my first thought was, I wonder if that's a terrorism attack. That's not the kind of reaction I would normally have to hearing a helicopter in London. And that, speaking to my neighbours around Finsbury Park and speaking to people in the shops really even closer to the attack, that's the same kind of mood. People are disgusted, they're horrified, some are afraid even, but no one felt this was a surprise.
Our man in London, Leo Hornack, thanks very much for the update.
Thank you, Marco.